The report that we received last night was that during the morning hours of the 19th of December, we had a convoy of five amphibious vehicles, what we also call SHERPs, delivering food between Tindia and Duk Padiet in Jonglei State, attacked in the morning, and two of the vehicles sprayed with bullets, and thankfully three that managed to get away. As the day progressed yesterday, it became clear that one of our drivers of these amphibious vehicles, a UN contracted employee, he was killed in the attack, and another was injured to his arm. The community from Duk Padiet marched out to the site. It was a good 10 or 15 kilometers away, and managed to retrieve the remains of our colleague who has been killed and the injured colleague, and brought them back safely to Duk Padiet. We were able to medically evacuate the colleague from Duk Padiet today and also retrieve the remains of the killed person.
Altogether, how many people were killed?
One person from our team was killed and one was injured in the attack. And obviously, the amphibious vehicles were also quite badly damaged.
What were these people delivering particularly?
So, as you know, the island of Duk and Duk Padiet itself, this area has some of the worst humanitarian needs because of the flooding this year, and in particular the food insecurity requirements. So the five vehicles were bringing food to Duk Padiet, and also they were working in the area, they have been working in the area, to deliver food to different areas, to Pagak, to Poktap, to Paiwal, to Padjut, and to Padiet itself. And so all areas that can only be accessed by foot, and footing takes a long time, or by using vehicles like this. And so we've been delivering food using these vehicles, shunting between these areas now for some time, because there's no way else to get there. You can't airdrop to these sites because they are underwater. You can't reach them by truck because the roads are saturated. And it's impossible to use trucks, and you can't get there by helicopter because the helicopters can't land. So this is the only means to deliver to these areas right now. So the five amphibious vehicles were delivering 5 tons of food, and it should have been a happy occurrence when they arrived. But unfortunately, they were attacked before they got there.
Is there any identity of those who carried out the attack?
At this stage, the identity of the attackers is unknown. We are asking, obviously, the authorities in Duk Padiet, in Jonglei State, and in Greater Jonglei, to do everything in their power to help us identify who they were, so that they can be brought to justice. This is the fifth humanitarian aid worker killed in the line of duty in 2021, and it's just unbelievable that at a time where so many parts of South Sudan are underwater or flooded, where communities know that these brave people who drive these amphibious vehicles for days on end to deliver to the hardest to reach areas, to attack them is just it's incredibly senseless and frankly quite irrational. It makes no sense whatsoever.
What is the impact of this attack on the delivery of humanitarian aid to people in need?
I mean, quite literally, for the 130,000 people that we estimate need this assistance in Duk County, including 17,000 children under 5 years old who are in need of the nutrition support that comes with it, it means that for the time being, we can't work there until we can get back safely. It also means that, of course, because of the damage to at least two of the vehicles, it means our fleet is two down. We have 21 of these vehicles in the country. They are all in the flood operation, fully utilized. And when we lose the capacity of a vehicle, it makes a difference. It will make it harder to serve these 130,000 people. But the worst of all of this is that we've lost a colleague. We've lost somebody that's worked as a driver of these amphibious vehicles for the last 4 years. He's He served at the World Food Programme, delivering assistance in Mabane, in Fangak, in Bor, in Gamiel, in Pibor, since 2018. And we've lost somebody that we care about and somebody that was doing an amazing job, a South Sudanese citizen, proud to do this job, serving his own people across the entirety of the country, and again, lost in the line of duty.
You said for the time being you are not going to work there. Does it mean there's no one left at the two locations, the Tindia and the Duk Padiet?
It means that right now our drivers can't run the shunting deliveries from Tindia to various locations, because if there is a band of criminals attacking convoys in this area and there is nobody there to stop them, then clearly we can't put people's lives at risk and lose more food or lose more assets or lose more people until they are caught and taken into custody.
Any final message?
I mean, clearly, humanitarians of all kinds in South Sudan are not targets. They should never be targeted. These vehicles were very clearly humanitarian vehicles carrying humanitarian assistance. The people that would have attacked these vehicles come from the very area that has been affected by flooding in the past, and they know what flooding has done for their own communities and to their own communities. And we need to recognize that they have actually attacked those that were helping their communities not very long ago. So this needs to stop, and I call on the authorities to genuinely get into this area, investigate, and find the perpetrators and bring them to justice.